Page 80. 1. Reading. B. Read for style. Read this satirical article. Which of the things in exercise A does it do? Give examples. The City Weekly. Community Voices. Now that I've driven all my friends away, I finally have time for me. By Bradley Crouch.
Who needs friends? You work hard all day, and then they expect you to give up your evenings to hang out with them at movies and restaurants. That's exhausting, as well as expensive. You can't even take weekends off because there are parties, nightclubs, bike rides, beach trips, and more. Some friends will even try to tag along on your vacation. With friends like these, you won't have a moment to yourself. Luckily, I've found ways to get people like this off my back. Just follow the 5 steps below, and you too will finally have time to do lots of important things, like playing online games for hours on end, heating up microwave dinners, and watching late-night TV infomercials alone in the dark. Step 1. Don't get around to calling them back. Don't feel guilty about not returning friends' calls. Just think of it this way. If a telemarketer left you a message, would you call back? Of course not. They just waste your time. Well, in the same way, your friends probably just want you to waste your time listening to their tedious stories. Just put off making those calls. Or, better still, ignore them completely. Step 2. If you must talk, make it painful. Despite your best efforts to shake them all off, you may still end up talking to a friend. If this happens, talk about yourself, constantly. Friends hate this. Focus on topics that are boring, gross, or both, such as what time you woke up or an embarrassing medical problem. Just make sure you don't ask your friends any questions about themselves. Step 3. Don't show up on time. Let's say you followed steps 1 and 2, but your friends still managed to come up with plans for you. Maybe you agreed to see a movie together. What I would do in a case like this is arrive 30 minutes after the movie starts. That way, you annoy your friends, but you still get to see most of the film. Or simply let them down and don't show up at all. Step 4. Always be short of cash. Never bring money when you're out with friends. Let them pay. That will make your time with them less painful. After all, it's fun spending other people's money, especially when you have no intention of paying them back. Step 5. Sit back and do nothing. As a result of taking the steps above, you should notice a growing emptiness in your calendar, inbox, and life. Congratulations! Now you can sit back and enjoy your freedom. Just think, the next time everyone else is stuck at another backyard barbecue, on a ski trip, or on a night out, you'll be at home alone, staring at your cell phone, which will never ring. So, I hope this all made sense and that you now have time for yourself, for a change.